Pete the Langer stared out the bus window. The early morning sun slowly raised its head, illuminating the world in golden pastels. Farms lay stretched out in a pale yellow mist to the horizon, washed over by the silhouettes of black wattle and eucalyptus trees. Strewn puddles of crimson mud formed a glistening mosaic to remind farmers of the harshness of nature. Everyone had waited in hopeful angst for the first rain, but all they got was the fist of the unrelenting sun. Until last night, when in a thunderous explosion, the rain had finally quenched the land. But it was too late. This new year whispered promises of hardship to Northern Natal. "Are you going to play senior rugby this year?" Michael asked, the second smartest and second smallest guy in Standard 9. He had short, dirty blonde hair, so perfectly coiffed that the rose left by his comb was still visible. Without any conscious thought, Pete shifted his gaze from the outside world to the guy next to him. It was difficult to look at Michael without recalling Joe Bester tackling him with such force that his broken rib pierced his lung. It was probably more than 7 years ago now, but he could still hear the wheezing sounds escaping Michael's gaping mouth, and all because his dad wanted to toughen him up. He wondered whether Michael was grateful for Joe Bester's tackle, that it saved him from a lifetime of rugby. Pete just nodded. He tried to force a smile, but couldn't tell if it worked. He knew Michael was just trying to make conversation, but the last thing he could bear right now was idle chat. Did it happen? Did yesterday really happen? "What's today's date?" Pete asked, taken aback by his own question. Michael laughed softly, shyly, the sound almost imperceptible against the cacophonous background noise of teenage voices on the bus. "Hello? It's Wednesday, 15 January 1986, the second day of the new school year." Michael shook his head. "Did you bump your head or something?" "Just checking if you're awake," Pete said, in a deeper than usual tone. This time, certain of a smile, albeit slightly abashed. Pete turned to the window again, not looking at the world beyond, but at his shallow reflection in the dirty glass. His eyes looked tired, their usual green replaced by a vague grey, framed by blackish half-moons. His lips were dry, and when he opened his mouth it felt as if they would split open and bleed. He looked like a child, he thought. He had shaved a week ago, but the lines his Wilkinson sword had drawn were still there, the fluff apparently dead under his skin, just like this year's millicrops. He gazed up at his large forehead to where the zit with 9 lives had finally packed its bags and left. Before he could stop himself, his eyes panned upwards. And there it was, that hair. It happened. Yesterday happened. It was supposed to be the perfect day, and it was, until good old Raj had butchered his hair. Pete tapped his fingers against the severed ends where his painstakingly crafted fringe had been his pride less than a day ago. It had taken all summer holiday, 6 long and boring weeks, to look like Don Johnson. It was a new year, his standard 8 year, and he could almost be considered a senior. It was that difficult-to-define place on the seesaw between juniors and seniors, the middle child of high school. This was the year when high school careers were made, because if you waited until standard 9, it was too late. Then your social status was elevated purely because of age. But if you could make a name in standard 8, that's when the hot girls noticed. That was why yesterday he had forgone his divine right to claim the prime seat in the junior bus and had ventured onto the senior bus, and why he was seated in this seat next to a nerd. But where he sat was inconsequential. He was one of only 3 standard 8s on the senior bus. With him were Ivan, back for his 3rd and apparently final attempt to pass standard 8, and Renata, who could sit anywhere she pleased, because she was without question the most beautiful being in all of creation. When Walter, the pesky standard 9 with hair so orange that carrots envied him, had shouted from the middle of the bus, "Hey, what are you doing here on this bus, China?"